Hello.
My name is Melania. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
I was trying to sign up for unemployment. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to sign up for unemployment.
And what's your social security number?
It's 416-450-868.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
415.
You said 415?
No, 416-450-868.
You said 0568?
Mm-hmm.
What's your date of birth?
August 26, 1995.
And what is your last two employers?
I'm sorry, it's 416-450-868. I got confused.
I'm sorry?
It's 416.
416-450-568? Or 415?
416-450-868.
So 416-450-668.
0868.
And what's your name?
Liberio Pritchard.
What's your date of birth?
August 26, 1995.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Bridget White.
All right, and what is your last employer?
Louisiana Pacific.
Okay. All right, what's your preferred language?
English.
Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding any English?
No, ma'am.
All right. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement, false file income documentation in connection with this is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive it in the future?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Arms?
No.
Have you already filed for a regular unemployment compensation and need to file for a trade adjustment assistance?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a trade readjustment allowance?
No.
All right. And what is your first name?
Liberio.
And what's your last name?
Pritchett.
Has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
All right. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
All right. And what's a good telephone number are you?
It's 334-357-9904.
All right. What's your date of birth?
August 26, 1995.
And your mother's maiden name?
Bridget White.
All right. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
What state was that driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
All right. Can you give me that driver's license number?
102-412-40.
All right. What race are you?
I am black.
All right. And what's your gender?
Female.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
All right. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No.
All right. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
All right. And what's your home address?
It is 440 Quincy Ingram Street, Thomasville, Alabama, 36784.
Four four zero Quincy what? Ingram Street.
Yes.
All right. What's the zip code?
36784.
Let's see. And what was your occupation at your employer?
Strapper operator.
Will you be seeking work in that usual occupation?
Ma'am.
Will you be seeking work in that usual occupation?
Are you a what?
As the strap operator, will you?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Do I what?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Do I work a union hall?
Yeah, like, are you in a union?
Oh, no.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
Not yet.
All right. Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No.
All right. Are you available for, are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade and occupation?
Am I available to do what?
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade and occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
All right. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
It doesn't matter right now. Any.
Okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage you accept for work?
I really don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I'll put 1050, okay? Because I gotta put a number in.
Okay.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injuries?
No.
All right. Have you applied for receiving a pension from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
All right. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between January the 4th? I know from April 4th of 2023 to May of 31st of 2024.
No.
All right. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit checks withheld for federal income tax?
No.
All right. So it shows when you filed back in 2021, you put a direct deposit on file. Would you like to keep that one?
No.
All right. So you want to change or you want to get the state debit card?
The debit.
The debit card. Okay. All right, and what is your last employer?
Louisiana Pacific.
And what's that employer's telephone number?
Hold on.
Gotta look it up. It's
All right, what city?
Ma'am?
In what city?
Thomasville, Alabama.
And what was your start date with this employer?
It was
Okay. And what was the last day that you worked?
It was June the 27th.
All right. Why are you no longer working?
They had fired me, but it was really harassment, basically.
What did they tell you upon termination?
Ma'am?
What did they tell you upon termination?
That I was terminated and...
So they didn't give you, like, a specific reason?
They had a picture of me from the side or whatever, and they was claiming that I was asleep, but I wasn't asleep. So it's just legal stuff happening right now.
Okay. What was the name of the title of the person who discharged you?
Her name is Dick. I forgot. I don't know her last name. That's my HR.
All right. And the date that she advised you that you were terminated?
June 27th.
All right, what was the final incident that causes your discharge? They said you were sleeping on the job.
Yeah.
All right. And what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I contacted HR Tennessee corporate because I already had like stuff filed on them and they was harassing me or whatever, and it's retaliation or whatever.
All right. Did you commit the acts that your employer alleges of you falling asleep at work?
Ma'am?
Did you commit the acts that your employer alleges of you falling asleep at work?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Any prior warnings or similar acts?
With me?
Mm-hmm.
No.
All right. Just give me a second to type this up, okay?
Did we find somebody?
All right, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Hold on. What was that, ma'am?
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
All right, have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
All right. All right, so far, everything that you have told me, is it correct?
You said it's correct.
Yes, everything that you have told me.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so you're starting to find that your answers are true and accurate, and the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We'll match your earning with the wages you reported by your employer. False answers could result in overpayment and prior penalties, okay?
Okay.
All right, so it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 4960 Keith Drive, 605 Duncan Drive, 740 Ogletree Road, or 7904 Seville Drive, Southeast, or none of the above?
605 Duncan Drive.
Right now, All right. It says, based on your background, what is 5246 Cali Pedro Heights? Is it in Coffee, Conecta, Coosa, or Marion?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. All right, do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama today?
No.
Okay, so you don't want to file for unemployment today?
Oh, yes.
All right, do you certify under penalty and perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and the statement made in connection with this claim is true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
All right, do you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the content claimant benefit handbook, benefit rights, and responsibility?
Yes.
All right, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes three...
Ma'am.
All right, so it normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must be meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well, seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the unemployment claim. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Center or log in to www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefit Rights and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how you file your required weekly certification. Failure to file instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically mean payments will start to you. You must complete your certification once a week to claim benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete your certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday before 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefit Rights and Responsibility booklet. Okay.
Okay.
See what else is for you. Okay. So it's very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524 Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback for the next business day. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation and may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or a letter before a decision is made on your claim. Beginning January 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You must not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contact them, but the employer later begins to hire. Fair to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in denial of benefits, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to go submit your claim. So your PIN is, your transaction number is going to be 489-908-205. Now, that number is just letting you know that you filed for unemployment today, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, and your PIN is going to be 6931.
6931.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
All right, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day, okay?
Okay.